The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter, and we begin at the 13th verse. This is a beautiful story about Jesus' walk with two disciples to Emmaus. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to the village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking very sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures." As they came near the village to which they were going, Jesus walked ahead of as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So Jesus went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of bread. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. This bread that I just held up is from a friend of ours and a relative who every Christmas gives us his homemade bread and toilet paper. He always gives the essentials, and I never thought a whole lot of it other than it was useful until now. This bread and that TP are the things that are like gold bricks now, aren't they? Yes, in our time of need. Grace to you and peace from our God and from our Savior, Jesus the Christ. It's so good to join you again after all these months. I was out in New Mexico for 3 months, and sorry we have to join each other this way, but maybe next month or the next month we will be able to be together again, we hope. Sometimes the church and worship and people are fairly confusing, I've found out the hard way. And if church people use strange words, which sometimes we do, especially pastors and theologians, life becomes even more complicated. Pastors sometimes live in their own world. I know. Thinking everyone understands exactly what they're saying. For instance, I was writing some devotions last week for my seminary. They have a daily devotional post at Luther Seminary for alumni to write, and last week was my turn. I had John proofread what I had, my seven devotions for the week, for that first week in June that it's going to be on. Fortunately, he found just one typo, especially since I was an English major, and a word that puzzled him. The word was Pauline, as in quoting a Paul text. He wondered where Pauline was in the Bible. Yeah, well, that's a clergy term for any letter that was written by Paul or his disciples. And many of the New Testament letters were written by disciples that he taught how to write in his way. We know now that his students wrote quite a few of those letters. So they're in the Pauline style. Well, I'm so glad he noticed, and I changed it to Paul-like statement as we sent them in. As I listen to the COVID-19 update experts, some persons are pretty good at explaining terms, aren't they? Some are not. I was even surprised to learn that the 19, now maybe you knew this, but the 19 for the COVID virus marks the year that it started, supposedly in Hunan, China, and now they're saying that maybe ours came from Italy, who knows. Many other terms are new this year too, to all of us. So we know that experience of new terms and trying to understand. I'm reminded of a story of a little boy. I love little children's stories. I don't have, by the way, I don't have Elijah Eagle with me today, but I do have this Bread of Life from Lorne. Lorne Schultz of Mondovi is our relative. Anyway, I'm reminded of the story of a little boy named Alex and his pastor. Little Alex was staring at a large plaque in the entryway of the church. Sometimes we do that too. It was covered with many, many names of, and American flags were mounted beside each one of the names. The little seven-year-old kept staring at the plaque until the pastor came up and he greeted Alex. "Good morning, Pastor," said the little boy, still focused very seriously on that plaque. "Pastor Hansen, what is this?" he asked. "Well, Alex, it's a memorial to all the young men and women who died in the service." Well, soberly, they stood staring at the large plaque. Then little Alex, shaking and barely able to speak, asked, "Which service was it, the 8 o'clock or the 10 o'clock? We use words that sometimes don't communicate just what we want. Sometimes we do not see things in our midst in the same way as children do, especially in these times when they're all with us. We are not clear in explaining symbols very well either sometimes. So today we talk about a very important symbol in our church that is often misunderstood, just like service was misunderstood by that little boy. In our gospel, Jesus reveals himself to Cleopas and another disciple in that walk to Emmaus. They walk with him some distance before they recognize Jesus. Amazing, isn't it? They walk with Jesus and don't recognize him, and yet they are disciples. Jesus talked with them. You'd think they'd recognize the voice, wouldn't you? And still they don't get it. Perhaps it was the shock and the sadness they couldn't get out of themselves. We too walk with Jesus some distance in our daily lives before often we recognize Jesus walking beside us and bringing us to faith, to love, to forgiveness. And our sheltering in place now, as we all must do, without physical presence in church, makes that recognition more profound and difficult to recognize. Jesus' whole ministry was reviewed as we all know, in the gifts of Maundy Thursday or Holy Thursday, Maundy meaning commandment, the night before Jesus died, he did a whole classroom review for us, for those disciples. So you would think they'd understand and recognize him. He gave us that great command. That was what he gave us that night. Love one another as I have loved you. He gave us Holy Communion, as we know. And he gave us the foot washing, which was another water type thing. Here's the Holy Communion. And he gave us foot washing. And he gave us that foot washing as kind of a symbol of baptism, as Linda read earlier. Humbling yourself to wash the feet of a stranger entering into your home. Years ago, people had pretty dirty feet from wearing sandals, and they didn't have paved roads, obviously. So that was kind of where this, you always cleaned the feet of people when they came into your home. You stooped down and cleaned their feet before they entered your home to keep the home clean, but also as a gift to the person. These gifts he left as presents to be with us. The two sacraments, as we heard, Holy Baptism from Linda and Holy Communion in the breaking of bread. We have them, and yet we don't always recognize their meaning in our midst, do we? Today is unique. We celebrate both of the church's sacraments. We have only two. A lot of people think we have more. We have only two, baptism and Holy Communion. And of course, some people think we should have foot washing as the third, because Jesus instituted that. And usually a baptism or a sacrament consists of Jesus instituting it, containing elements of nature such as water, wheat, grapes, and finally, Jesus' love and forgiveness being offered. Some scholars think that foot washing should be the third sacrament. I think probably since we don't wash feet when people come into homes anymore, that probably is why we don't have it. In our church, we have many, many symbols that need explaining, don't we? In both sacraments and in the Easter season. In our Emmaus walks, we walk to Emmaus, in a sense, with Jesus often. It might be 6 feet apart now, but we walk with Jesus perhaps around the block now rather than with crowds. In today's gospel, Jesus reveals himself in the breaking of bread after he walks with the disciples. You know another story in the church about a little boy in Jesus' time, and the multiplication of these loaves in what is called, some scholars, again, you know, scholars and pastors call it pre-communion instituted by Christ, the feeding of the 5,000. Now it was 5,000 men, and they didn't count women and children, so it was probably 10,000. Some scholars think that when the disciples cried out to Jesus, "You must be crazy to think we have food enough to feed probably 10,000, that the miracle Jesus performed was this. When the boy came forward with his bread and Jesus lauded his action of sharing his loaf, loaves of bread began popping out of those tunics in the crowd. The real miracle, some people believe, and some scholars believe, and even in Jerusalem, there's a mosaic that tells the story this way, was getting people to share. And once again, it was a child who understood service in a new way. A new way, as we are understanding service in a new way, both this service and service to others. Now that we have walked to the Emmaus road with Christ, revealing himself in the breaking of bread, we walk as Easter people. We know the risen Christ, we've been washed with the waters of Christ's baptism. And as Easter people, we depend on these natural elements, the sacraments, symbols of that need explaining to understand Jesus among us, walking with us. In Wisconsin, we are finally celebrating spring. We've had a pretty cold spring so far, and are anxious to get out to farmers markets or to plant our own gardens. I know I am, with physical distancing, of course. The church is into gardens too. This is an anonymous piece, and I just thought it fits so well for today because we can't get out and do other things, but we can garden. This is a different garden. Three rows of peas: peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of soul. Four rows of squash: squash gossip, squash indifference, squash grumbling, squash selfishness. Four rows of lettuce: let us be thankful, let us be faithful, let us be kind, let us be patient, let us really love one another. No garden is complete without turnips. Via Zoom, like today perhaps, we can't do it in person, but we can do it. Turn up for meetings, turn up for this service and other services, turn up to help one another. And the garden must have time. Time for each other, time for family, time for friends. And that's what this COVID-19 has done for us. It has brought us closer together as families, hopefully. We are all now in a long-term, what I call family retreat. It makes it feel better. And I always tell my daughters, we're in a retreat and we're at our chalets. Doesn't that sound good? We're all at our chalets. Water all of these plants that we just planted, remembering your baptism. Water with patience, cultivate with love. Forgive the harsh elements. In God's garden, forgiveness through baptism and Holy Communion offer the blessed garden of the Savior. God calls us to walk that road to Emmaus with Jesus, sowing these seeds along the way. What a gift of sacrament and undying love this Easter service is for us as we walk our roads to Emmaus. And as we recognize Jesus with us in bread and in this worldwide pandemic, bless and sustain us in our journeys now and always. Amen.